Hi there, Stroker Boys. Little Miss Mandy time here for you. A little chance for you to get more addicted to Miss Mandy. Rim Job has been serving me. Rim Job has shown up from the past, and then he is back out wearing panties and being a naughty girl. So, Rim Job, wanting some added humiliation, goes to the movie theater, and he's met up with some pretty wild girls there that use him like the sissy slut that he is. I don't always do guided masturbation. I like to take control of sissies and have them amuse me. Rim Job is so amusing. She told me she went to the movie house with Lisa. They were the only ones there. And while they were chit-chatting around the movie, she told him to strip. He was wearing t-shirts and a short, which he took off, and he was only wearing his sandals. Now, that's a picture in itself, isn't it? So, she had a purse, and inside the purse, Lisa had blue bra and panties, and she told Rim Job, put them on, and some lipstick. And then she wrote slut on Rimjob's forehead in dark red lipstick. And I don't know if you boys out there know this, or girls, but it's very hard to get some of these lipsticks off. And if you get those new ones, those shiny lipsticks, I don't think they come off at all, ever. So be careful what you wish for. So, Lisa took the belt out of the pants that I guess the shorts that Rim Job had on, and used it as a collar and led him around the porn theater, calling him dirty names, and Rim Job loved this, of course. They went back to their seats, and Rim Job got on his knees and was ordered to lick her pussy. I mean, all in a day's work, correct? She didn't have any panties on, dirty slut. Lisa! And she came all over Rim Job's face. However, this is just the beginning. After Rim Job got done being a muff diver, you know, and that was pretty lucky on his part, his luck improved. She turned around and told Rim Job to lick her ass. Hence the term Rim Job. Rim Job loves rimming. And rimmed Elisa's ass until the usher showed up and saw Rim Job in her pretty blue bra and panty set. And the usher was Lisa's brother, and Lisa told Rim Job to suck her brother's little dick. I don't know why this guy's got a little cock, but anyway, Rim Job was sucking a little dick. So you can all make out of that what you will. Jeff shot on his face, left him, Rim Job, on his knees in the aisle, and they walked around the theater, and Lisa called him her cock-sucking sissy. Well, anyway, Jeff wanted more blowjobs, and Rim Job loves being a cocksucker. Lisa was laughing. I'm laughing right now, Rim Job. Jeff came in Rim Job's mouth, and then jerked off and came on her face. And then when he got dressed, they went out to the parking lot. And Lisa pulled Rim Job's pants down. You know, Rim Job just doesn't get a break. Ripped his shirt off and wrote dirty words all over him. Slut, sissy, loser, you name it. Cum dumpster. Are you all those things, Rim Job? Come on, confess. So, Rim Job, you're doing a good job. I haven't heard from you in a while, so I have to assume that you've been out sucking more dick. And I do have a couple more posts to get up for you, but this is a start. So, come on, sissy, get those panties on. Get back to the movie theater. It's nice and cool in there. And you can be a hot little cocksucker for Miss Mandy. 1-877-732-6360. Sissies out there, cocksuckers, cross-dressers, stroker boys, I am here today to humiliate you and transform you into the dirty little slut you long to be, Miss Mandy. 1-877-732-6360. 732-633-6060. Talk to you soon. Ta-ta.